want to thank Yechiel for allowing me to share some words. I don't consider myself an expert in Shalom Bayis, but just 15 years of experience. I want to share some ideas. And the first thing that came to mind when Yechiel asked me, and I was deliberating, do I really want to do this? And I was thinking about the Gemara, and the Gemara is to talk about Gadol HaShalom, where the Gemara talks about how Hashem's name is erased for Shalom Bayis. And other Gemaras, Hashem was Mishana Mipnei HaShalom. So, Shalom Bayis is a huge thing, and whatever it takes to try to get to a point of Shalom Bayis, we have to do. So sometimes I'm asked, you know, what is the key to Shalom Bayis? What's like, what is that thing? What's the most important thing for Shalom Bayis? I've gotten this question numerous times, and invariably I usually answer that the most important thing for Shalom Bayis is flexibility, to be flexible. So I just wanted to spend a few minutes just to talk about what that means and my own experience and what Chazal say about being flexible. Being flexible is a tremendous avoda on one's own midas. And as we know, to change a midah, as Rabbi Yisrael Salanter taught, is much harder than a lot of other things that you can do. You go through Shas, you can do Shulchan Aruch, you could do all their plans, Bal Peh. But to change a midah is hard. And being flexible comes with a lot of avodah, a lot of work. In general, marriage requires a lot of avodah, and it's good to know that if you're struggling and if you're working and it doesn't come easy, that's good. That means it's a good thing. It means you're working at it, and that's the way it's designed. And if Shalom Bayis is hard, that's okay, because it doesn't come easy. And you need to work at it. What does it mean to be flexible? So I think it incorporates a number of different things, but most importantly, I think it means to be mevatel your own self, to be mevatel your own anochias to someone else. That there are two people in marriage, and being flexible means to nullify your own desire, your own ritzonos, for someone else. That's not something that's a surprise to us in Shalom Bayis. It's something that we're taught in general in our own Avodas Hashem, right? The Mishnah says in Avos, Batal Ritzon Chob Ne Ritzono, that we're called upon to be Mevatal our own Ritzonos, to Ritzon Shemayim. Be Mevatal ourselves to someone else, to Hashem, to someone else. So the Avoda of being flexible is to be Mevatal yourself to someone else. I once heard the following from, in the name of the Alt and the Vardak. I looked into it, and the way I heard it, it's actually different than the way it's said. So I'm going to tell you the way I heard it. And it's a very powerful idea. I heard it from Rav Kalish, Camp Heller. Maybe Rabbi Berman heard this as well. Maybe we heard it together. It made a very powerful impact. That was a very, very important point. So you quote the altar saying that there's a deer. There's a deer that is known to be very, very fast. And it has big antlers. And it runs at a very quick pace. And many times when it's running through forests, through thickets, as it's running, it keeps on banging its antlers against the tree. And it's very painful. And it hurts. So what does the deer do? So the deer will shave down its antlers. When it shaves down its antlers, it enables the deer to run through thickets and forests smoothly. Okay, so the altar had a different spin on it. And if you want, you can look that up. The Gur of Kalish put it, and I thought it was a powerful idea. He said, in life, you know, we all have antlers. And we're running through life very quickly. And there are two choices. You can keep those antlers strong and then bump against other people, or in our situation, we're talking about with your wife at home. And you could bump against your wife and it's going to hurt because there's going to be friction and it causes you know, difficulty. Or you could shave down your antler. You could shave down your horns. And then things are smooth. And to be mevatel yourself means to sort of mevatel your own antlers and just sort of let things go. And life is so much happier and easier when you're mevatel yourself. And this comes up in many, many ways in marriage. And I was thinking of trying to give you like examples, but I don't know if I have to give examples. Every day, on a daily basis, you can think of examples of where your wife says, you know, she really would like to do this and you really don't want to do that. Or your wife wants to go there and you don't want to go there. Or your wife wants you to take out the garbage, you don't want to take out the garbage. And you go on and on. And so many times, you know, you can take the approach where, like, you want to, you know, or you could just be mevatel yourself and be flexible in that way. And then life is much smoother. I was thinking that based on this idea, you find in Bereishis by the Akedah, where it says after the Akedah, the pasuk says, "Vayisa Avram es einav, vayarv hine ayal achar nechaz besvach bekarnav." Vayelach Avram yikach asayav vayaleil olo tachas b'nav. It's interesting. So Rashi points out that bekarnav means that the animal, the ayal, was running towards Avram. And Rashi says, the Hasatan sovcho ma'arvel bi'ilanos, kedei la'akva. The Satan sort of entangled the aisle. Satan entangled the aisle and was caught in this thicket and wasn't able to reach Avraham. And Avraham saw it. So on this note, perhaps the idea is that the Satan often likes to get us entangled. Our konos get entangled, our egos entangle us. And the Satan often tries to, you know, make us stand up for what we want. And it prevents us from reaching our ultimate destination. The goal is to try to shave down the antlers. Shave down the antlers. I think I was once on a train. I can't remember if it was a bus or a train. And I was sitting next to someone who saw I was learning Gemara. And it was a non-Jewish person. He asked me what I was doing. I told him I was learning some Talmud. You know, he asked me, what was my favorite piece of Talmud? My favorite piece. He answered that question. I was thinking maybe Palgina Dibura, Takva Kohen. I mean, there were a number of different things that was, you know, that was coming through my mind. And, I wasn't sure exactly if it would be violating the Isser, teaching Torah to non-Jews. So I was like thinking like of a Gemara, like, well, what could I tell him that would be like okay and like he'd identify with? So I must have learned this Gemara more recently. It's a Gemara in Tanis, and it's a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara talks about the Pasuk in Mishlei, Neman and Pitzei Ohev, about the Klala of Achia Shiloni, which was better than the Bracha of Bila Marasha. And it quotes a Pasuk about what that Klala was. And the point of the Gemara is to say that we're compared in the Klala to a kana, to a reed. Hika Hashem es Yisrael kasha yanud hakana b'mayim. Pasuk Malachim Aleph. And the Gemara says in Maseches Tanis that okay, so ma kana ze ome b'makom mayim v'gizo machu v'shrasha merubin v'afilu kol ruchos sheba olam boz v'noshos bo. So, right, you have all the ruchos sheba'olam, but the kana, the reed in the water, won't be uprooted. And the Gemara ends up saying, if few lines later, Tan Rabbanon, Lo'olam yehe adam rach kekana, v'al yehe kasha ke'eres. So I told him that gemara. That Lo'olam yehe adam rach kekana, v'al yehe kasha ke'eres. You should always be soft like a kana, and don't be hard like an eres. That's this idea. The kana is very flexible. It's very flexible. Right? If there's wind, it bends. If there's a hard wind, it bends more. It doesn't break. Things which are hard, the eres, when there's a collision, it breaks. I think that's what's going on in Parsha, in the end of Va'era. So what does Rashi explain? Why is it that the chita and the kusemes didn't get knocked out? Rashi says because they were still developing, they were soft, and because they were still soft, they weren't knocked out by the barit. Sometimes in marriage you think that, you know, if you're strong you're going to win. That if, you know, you know you'll win her over. You'll win your wife over. And sometimes you will win. But when you win, you don't necessarily win. You may have won that little, you know, argument or that disagreement. But in the long run you really lost, because then the relationship sort of loses. And that's a much bigger and more important prize to win, the relationship. And I often think to myself, you know, I can decide to react in two different ways. And one in a way where I think I'll win whatever it is, I'll probably get the way I want it to be. But I know if I do that, I'm ultimately going to lose, because I know that I'll feel bad and my wife will feel bad. And eventually, like, I'm not going to feel like I really came out ahead. I was once at a Shavuot Brach many years ago, a Bachar in Yeshiva here, Rabbi Chalap spoke. It's quite an entertaining speech, so I remember it as many years ago. Maybe 13, 14 years ago, he quoted a Gemara in Chula. Amazing. It's an amazing Gemara, amazing speech. So he's talking about marriage, and he's giving a tip to the Chassan. It was Jake Sassoon's brother, his older brother. For those who remember, no one remembers him. Remember him? Eli?
I knew there were two brothers.
Three brothers. Three brothers. So anyway, it doesn't really matter, but he was talking at that Shavuot Brach, Eli Sassoon. So he quoted a Gemara in Chulin. He quoted the Gemara in Chulin that said the following. Vayas Elokim Hashnei Ma'oros HaGdolim, and it says Asamor HaGadol and Asamor HaKatan. So what's going on, right? The famous question, is it Hashem made the Shnei Ma'oros HaGdolim, or did he make more gadol and more katan? So which one is it? So the Gemara says in a very famous way, their sun and the moon were both, you know, they wanted to be in charge. And the moon says, Afshel l'shnei malachim shishtamshu b'chaser echad. So Hashem hears, and he says, yeah, good idea. L'chi u'ma'ati esatz atzmeich. Okay? So Rav Chalap said the following. It's an unbelievable idea. So most people think this is like a punishment. It's like a punishment. Right? Like you stepped up, you know, you're complaining. Like it's a punishment. So Rav Chalap said that if you read the Gemara carefully, it doesn't sound that way. What was Hashem saying to the moon? It says, Vayash Nemor Sagdova. You want to be a gadol? V'chi ma'ati esatzmech. You want to be a gadol, be mevater to someone else. Like, be okay with the other person. V'chi ma'ati esatzmech. That's what Rabbi Chalap said in his special way. He said, you know, and that's the pshat and why people few people told me that recently have gone on honeymoons. That's why we call them honeymoons. Why do we call them honeymoons? Because you really want a good marriage. And you want to be, you want your wife to be honey. So you should take a lesson from the moon. Call honeymoon. So it's a pshat. Chalav's own original pshat. And the pshat and honeymoon. That if you wanna have a good marriage, and if you wanna have a smooth relationship, so you should minimize your own ego, your own desires, your own ritzonos. You should be flexible. You should give in. You should be compromising. And when you go throughout the day, this comes up throughout the day in marriage, and countless times. Right, you really would like this, and your wife would like that. And of course, you can have a discussion. I think it's healthy to have a discussion about it. You should have a discussion about it. But the idea of l'chi ma'ati asatzmech, of being mevatel yourself to the other person, I think is really going to carry the day. So, I know something that I was thinking about, maybe if you have any ha'aras left to hear. Thank you for listening, and Rishi Bzochet to Moshe and Bais.